Hey everyone, this is Bill Russell here, and I'm excited to introduce you to our newest show, This Week Health Live. Join me and my co-hosts Drex DeFord and Sarah Richardson every week as we dive into the latest in health IT with a blend of humor, personal stories, and expert analysis. We'll bring you engaging discussions and a few surprises along the way, and it's all live. It's on LinkedIn Live, YouTube Live, and it will be on our website as well, thisweekhealth.com. Don't miss out on our pilot episode on June 7th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, where you can join in on the fun with comments and questions, live polls, and more. We'll see. But don't worry if you miss out. Each live episode will be recorded and released on our news podcast channel the following week, so you can catch up on all the action then. Don't miss out. Subscribe now at thisweekhealth.com so you know when you can join in making health IT informative, entertaining, and fun. Don't miss out. Tune in and be a part of the conversation. Today in health IT, Walmart shutters its healthcare business. Today, we're going to talk about what we can learn from this, what we can take from it. My name is Bill Russell. I'm a former CIO for a 16-hospital system and creator of This Week Health, a set of channels and events dedicated to transform healthcare, one connection at a time. We want to thank our show sponsors who are investing in developing the next generation of health leaders, notable ServiceNow, Enterprise Health, Parlance, Certify Health, and Panda Health. Check them out at thisweekhealth.com/today. All right, this and all the news that we cover on this show, you can find at thisweekhealth.com/news. Summary, curated, designed just for you. Check it out today. All right. Hey, one last thing. Share this podcast with a friend or colleague. Use it as foundation for daily or weekly discussions on the topics that are relevant to you and the industry. They can subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. All right, let's take a look at the story. I'm going to go to... Wow, this is everywhere, quite frankly, because it impacts so many cities, so many places, so it is literally everywhere. This is an AP report. It's on Yahoo Finance. Walmart closed its 51 health centers and virtual care services. All right, so Walmart is closing its health centers and virtual care services after struggling to find success with the offerings, the U.S. retailer said Tuesday. The Arkansas-based company said that after managing the clinics it launched in 2019 and expanding its telehealth program, it concluded there is not a sustainable business model for us to continue. We will come back to that. Walmart had 51 health centers in five states with the goal of helping people to save on their healthcare needs. This is a difficult decision, and like others, the challenging reimbursement environment and escalating operating costs create a lack of profitability that make the care business unsustainable for us at this time, the company said in a statement. Okay, let me see. I'm gonna stop and comment on each of these as I go through. There's not a sustainable business model for us to continue. This is one of those interesting things that I am sure they did all the research ahead of time on this. First of all, they started in 2019. They went through a pandemic. They, like everybody else, was a very challenging time for healthcare. So that's the first thing. Second is they're trying to change people's buying patterns and buying habits. And whenever you're doing that, there has to be a long-term commitment to anything. Anything you're going to do that requires the changing of people's habits, how they acquire healthcare, how they seek out care, telehealth, you name it. It takes a long-term commitment in order for that to come to fruition. So that's number two. I think the third thing, I'm getting into too many things here, but I think the third thing is that this is a very challenging business model and it's constantly changing. The reimbursement changes just about every year, especially due to the fact that they were going after the Medicare and Medicaid populations. And those reimbursements literally fluctuate as they go. And I think as Walmart gets into this, they see the insanity of the whole payment model. It's, hey, it's... we're going to give you a dollar for this care. And then you deliver the care. And then they say, yeah, we're going to reimburse you 75 cents. Wait a minute. This says you're going to reimburse me a dollar. Nah, it's 75 cents. And they just do this crazy, it's a very challenging business model and probably not one they're comfortable with. They're used to, it's a dollar for baby shampoo and they put it on the thing and they mark it up by 25 cents and it's $1.25 and somebody buys it and they've made 25 cents, period, minus overhead. And healthcare is, quite frankly, a lot more complex than that. So let's go back to these statements. This is a difficult decision like others. The challenging reimbursement environment and escalating operating costs create a lack of profitability that make the care business unsustainable for us at this time, the company said in the statement. I think the other thing is you saw labor costs dramatically increase over this period of time as well. So they probably built a business model based on one thing. The variables just keep changing on them. And that's what makes healthcare so challenging. Let's see, a spokesman said reimbursement proved challenging from all types of insurance. I think that's true. Medicare and Medicaid are the two primary models that they went after. But I wouldn't doubt that every one of the major payers was very difficult. In fact, some of the major payers are their competitors. So Aetna is now part of CVS. CVS is technically a competitor. You can go to CVS for care. You can also go to CVS for pharmacy. And Walmart had the same model. And this, it's just the intricacies of this whole thing. It's maddening. It's kind of crazy. The planned closure of the Walmart health centers comes after the company announced in March 2023 that it had planned to add more than 24 health centers to some of its stores this year. At the time, the company said that it was looking to open 28 centers in 2024, mostly in Dallas and Houston. It also was planning to expand into the Phoenix and Kansas City, Missouri areas. You know, and I believe that they had those plans, and those plans were in place. I think the other thing is they're probably looking at their other core business during a tightening economy or even a challenging economy from a retail perspective with inflation and the costs and whatnot. And essentially they said, look, we've got to shore up our core business. We're not going to continue down this path, especially with something as mercurial as healthcare. It's just hard to pin it down and get their arms around it. By the way, I don't think this means that Walmart is still not a player in healthcare, and I will come back to that. Walmart is among several retailers that have sought to build a presence with medical clinics and make healthcare more accessible, but some have struggled. They talk about Walgreens and their massive write-down on VillageMD after closure of 140 of its primary care clinics. Let's see, is there anything else? Nothing else I really want to cover. And I guess the thing I want to point out here is food is a significant part of healthcare. Pharmacies are a significant part of healthcare. They still have optometry, still a part of healthcare. And so you have 4,600 pharmacies at Walmart facilities across the country. They're still the largest employer, I think, in the United States. I could be wrong on that, but they're definitely the largest employer in most cities, in most states. If you look across all the states, they're the most consistent high employer in those states. So they are going to be a significant buyer of healthcare. They probably have some of the most accurate information on healthcare quality, costs, outcomes of anybody out there, just because they are such a large employer and they have so much information that they've gathered over the years. They are going to still continue to be a player in healthcare. Biggest loser in this is rural healthcare. And you just lost another avenue for care in those places. The question is, who's going to step up? And nobody's going to step up if there is not a financial model around it. If there's not a business model around rural healthcare, it is going to have to be propped up by government funding, or it's going to have to be propped up by a change in the allowance of the types of models we can offer in those locations. So this has significant ramifications in healthcare across the board. And it's, from my perspective, very disappointing. I was very hopeful for this, but the writing was on the wall when you saw what was happening with Walgreens and now Walmart. And that's not the only one. CVS closed clinics and others. So this model doesn't seem to be taking off. You have to wonder Amazon's big investments and those kind of things. And it is big investments. Will it pay off, or will they head in this same direction and realize that there's money in pharmacy, but there's not money in primary care and telehealth? I don't know. If you see this happening in so many of these different areas, what makes Amazon's business model different? Good question. All right, that's all for today. Don't forget, share this podcast with a friend or colleague. We want to thank our channel sponsors who are investing in our mission to develop the next generation of health leaders. Notable: ServiceNow, Enterprise Health, Parlance, Certify Health, and Panda Health. Check them out at thisweekhealth.com/today. Thanks for listening. That's all for now.